Cape Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Brune.
The US Report with Adrian Bruni, all the way from Manhattan, New York City. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing?
I am hanging in there, and how are you?
Adrian, I am very emotional. It's a very emotional day for me. It is officially Mandela Day in South Africa. But you know, it's one of those days where, in my personal view, it can never belong to one man. And unfortunately, that one man, with all that he has done, he has to represent all other faces, all other names, all other beings that we will never know about. So it's a day we celebrate. And we say thank you to those who sacrificed for us. I think in South Africa, it's the day that we bow down and we take a knee. But yeah, enough about South Africa, because you can see it's a very touchy.
Sounds like a great day.
It's one of those days, Adrian, where you have to reflect on you. You have to say thank you. You have to look back and you have to say thank you to those that gave you your freedom. But okay, let's talk about Trump and Putin and Putin. What's happening with them?
Okay, yes. So, I mean, in case you haven't heard, American politicians on both sides of the aisle rebuked President Donald Trump after an extraordinary press conference yesterday in which he appeared to accept Russian President Vladimir Putin's denial of Russian election meddling over the conclusions. So he picked Putin's version of events over the conclusions of U.S. intelligence officials. That would be the CIA and the FBI. Now, Trump was upbeat immediately after the meeting, but by the time he returned stateside on Monday evening, his mood had soured considerably amid all the sustained fury that it caused. Now, he offered a defiant rebuke of his critics mid-Tuesday morning, writing on Twitter, quote, "While I had a great meeting with NATO, raising vast amount of money, I had an even better meeting with Vladimir Putin of Russia. Sadly, it's not being reported that way. The fake news is going crazy." That is, unquote, that's what he proclaimed on Twitter. Here, as I have a clip for you of the actual press conference with Putin. And then afterwards, I have a clip of Trump on Tuesday walking back his comments. So first is the conference with Putin in Helsinki.
We're just struggling a little bit, Adrian, to get a hold of that audio for you. So as we're still trying to set it up, maybe you can continue to share with us about this relationship.
Sure. Now, for Putin, as one analyst put it, the meeting was the summit he had dreamed of for 18 years. Russian news media celebrated what was effectively his welcome back into the club of global leaders. Now, European countries buffeted by President Trump's criticism and embrace of Russia are now looking to new trade partners in Latin America and Asia. So they're saying U.S. out now if you're going to sort of deal with Russia in that way. The EU signed its largest trade deal ever with Japan. Meanwhile, British investigations into a nerve agent attack in Salisbury have zeroed in actually on the same Russian intelligence agency suspected by the U.S. special counsel's team of meddling in the 2016 U.S. election. Now, the GRU, which is an elite Russian military agency, has long been suspected in the March attack that left the former spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter hospitalized, as well as the recent Novichok poisoning of a British couple. So a message during the Putin-Trump summit which said, quote, "The whole world is watching," unquote, was projected onto a presidential house in Helsinki when the two met. So, in other words, Trump has basically overruled all of his American allies in favor of what President Vladimir Putin, his claim of events, and the nation is kind of in an uproar over it. So,
And would you have those two clips ready for you now? We'll play that up.
I think that the United States has been foolish. I think we've all been foolish. I think we're all to blame. I think that the United States now has stepped forward along with Russia, and we're getting together, and we have a chance to do some great things. I do feel that we have both made some mistakes.
For President Putin, if I could follow up as well, why should Americans and why should President Trump believe your statement that Russia did not intervene in the 2016 election, given the evidence that U.S. intelligence agencies have provided? And will you consider extraditing the 12 Russian officials that were indicted last week by a U.S. grand jury?
Well, I'm going to let the president answer the second part of that question. But just to say it one time again, and I say it all the time, there was no collusion. I didn't know the president. There was nobody to collude with.
Thank you. Question for each president. President Trump, please, you first.
All right. And so there we have it.
I don't know if you have a clip of Trump walking back his comments today, but in a press conference, he said that he made several edits to his statement. You know, obviously he was advised by his media team and said that he indeed backed the Vladimir Putin statement, but the U.S. intelligence.
I have full faith and support for America's great intelligence agencies, always had. And I have felt very strongly that while Russia's actions had no impact at all on the outcome of the election, let me be totally clear in saying that, and I've said this many times, I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place. Could be other people also. There's a lot of people out there. There was no collusion at all. And people have seen that, and they've seen that strongly. The House has already come out very strongly on that. A lot of people have come out strongly on that.
Yeah, sorry about that, Adrian. It's just we're working on these things here and there. But yeah, but very quickly, just before I let you go, though, I mean, I saw the video on YouTube and I thought to myself, I hope it's not one of those hoax videos. But it looked like it was literally a bomb when that volcano took off.
Right. So it was a lava, quote unquote, bomb that injures tourists. So a boat carrying tourists to watch lava flowing into the Pacific Ocean from Hawaii's Kilauea volcano was struck by a flying chunk of molten rock yesterday, or I guess that would be on Monday. I'm sorry, Abs. Now, the ball of lava burst through the boat's roof, leaving one woman with a fractured femur and others with burns and cuts. Tour operators say the sightseeing boats will keep running, but will take the Coast Guard's new advice to stay farther away from the lava flow. Meanwhile, Kilauea's recent eruption has created a small new island, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. So lots of activity coming going on down in Hawaii.
All right, Adrian, thank you so much for that. Looking forward to chatting with you again on Friday. Have a very good day.
All right, sounds great, Abs. Speak to you soon.
Thank you so much. Adrian Bruni, all the way from the United States of America.